Hi there, I am Mary, and this is Trips in Silence, the podcast. My aim with this podcast is to help you bring more mindfulness into your daily life so that the noise, both from your mind and from the outside world, slowly disappears. I'll take you on a journey of introspection and reflection that will give you no other option than to grow into who you were always meant to be. Welcome to Trips in Silence, and let's get started with today's episode. Today, I want you to be there for yourself as you are. I want you to practice self-acceptance today, not tomorrow when you become this or that or when you have achieved such and such. If you don't feel good enough today with who you are and where you've gotten, you won't feel good enough tomorrow either. Trust me. What would your life feel like if everything that you are wasn't wrong? What would the experience of you feel like if you could be okay with what you is? What if it's okay to just be as clumsy as you are, as honest as you are, as kind as you are, as understanding as you are, as emotional as you are, as empathetic as you are, and as loving, but at the same time dry as you are? What if the combination of you as it is something worth loving and being content with today? It's all good that you plan to grow and evolve into something new, but that doesn't mean that you can't allow yourself to breathe, to enjoy, to laugh, and to have fun while you get there. You can't be judging your present self against the future self that you're striving to become. That will just make you feel miserable 24/7. You have to train yourself to love who you are and how far you've gotten today. It's okay for the people around you to think whatever they think. Let them do that. Let them complain. Let them speak up. Let them voice their frustrations. But stay alert, my love. The minute their voices start becoming your inner voice, we have a problem, because you can't let them dictate how you perceive yourself. You can't let them decide who you're going to become and evolve into, especially if the people around you all have different opinions about you. Trying to fit in and be liked will kill your inner wisdom. It will kill your soul. My love, they don't know what's best for you. They don't know how hard you're trying. They don't know your plan, your strategy, your motivations, nor your pains. They only know about themselves and what they're up to. So don't let people that have no knowledge nor expertise on you, your goals, your time, nor your energy dictate how you should be using your resources. Don't even let them advise you on how to do life when you haven't asked. This life is yours. Your 9-to-5 is yours. Your energy is yours. Your joy is yours. Your time is yours. If you're letting people who are not you decide how you feel, and you're letting those feelings triggered by them call your steps, you're giving away your power. Come back to yourself. Come back to your life, to your feelings, to your mission and vision. Come back to the things that are a priority for you. Come back to the moment when you decide what that is, if you felt that you didn't know as you heard me say it. What's important to you? What's your mission? What's your vision? What's your responsibility and what isn't? Is your responsibility to solve everyone else's issues? No. Is your responsibility to be liked by everyone and to have everyone think you're nice? No. Is your responsibility to make others feel happy and relaxed at the expense of your own happiness and inner peace? No. Is your responsibility to stretch yourself thin so that others can fly high while thinking how amazing you are? No. My love, this may sound harsh, but it's nothing but the truth. You didn't come to this world to exhaust yourself so that everyone thinks that you're, oh, so nice. That will only only pull you away from your inner light and wisdom and will end up making you feel depleted of any time and energy to work on the important things. I'll say it again. It's not your responsibility to be liked by everyone. That's just unsustainable, especially in situations in which you're challenging the norm. So it's up to you to decide, will you be brave enough to move forward without the guilt of making uncomfortable some people? Or will you remain complacent to anyone showing signs of annoyance by you being you and have a completely miserable day every time that happens? It doesn't sound like a great idea, right? Yeah, that's what I thought too. So don't, my love, don't. Come back to yourself. Let them complain, but don't let them decide. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, share it with your friends and family so that they can also bring more mindfulness and welcome more peace and clarity into their lives. Make sure to follow the podcast and to activate receiving notifications when new episodes are released. If you want to deepen your spiritual and mindfulness journey and you'd like to do it through Trips in Silence, make sure to visit tripsinsilence.com, where you can get both free access to mindfulness, self-love, and confidence mini trainings inside the Soul Portal, or also join one of my deeper and longer spiritual and soul awakening programs to release self-doubt, stress, and anxiety, and instead embrace abundant inner peace and confidence through Trips in Silence mindfulness methods such as meditation, visualization, journaling, and intentional living. That's tripsinsilence.com. And you can also find me on Instagram at tripsinsilence. Once again, thank you for being here, and I'll see you in the next episode.